There's some more brand new stuff to Oz Made. It's Maddie Garwood going right around the country. It's Are You High featuring Mallrat. And we are getting so high up there with the nostalgia of our musical theatre loves. So high that we are climbing every mountain with this one.
The hills are alive with the sound.
Because international superstar, sex symbol and piano accordionist Hans is coming around the country with his Sing Along A Sound of Music tour, and he's joining us right here tonight. Hans, guten Tag, how are you, my friend?
Matthew, what a segue that is. Good morning to you, baby.
I didn't even practice it and it all came out. I didn't fluff any words. Must be a good day.
The rare moment in broadcast history today.
Well, I am so excited about this. Obviously, we've seen you on TV with America's Got Talent. I saw you playing and distracting people with Holy Moly as well. And being someone who's been through a couple of talent shows myself, musical theatre was what I did, and I'm so passionate about it. The Sound of Music was the first musical that my grandmother and my mother drug me along to, and I didn't want to go, and now I do it almost for a living. This is exciting. We're going around the country singing along to The Sound of Music.
This is the thing. I think you've been raised properly. I don't trust parents that don't show their kids The Sound of Music on repeat weekly, nightly even. So, you know, it gives me hope that you are, you know, a wonderful person, Matthew.
Yes, and I can't wait to meet you. And everyone can actually meet you as well, because you've got so many shows with the sing-along that's going around the country. A lot of regional stops in there as well as some cap cities too, Hans.
The sing-along sound music has been happening all around the world for many, many years, but it's never done regional Australia. So, you know, after the year we've all had, I'm very, very excited to be getting out there, seeing my adopted home country, Matthew, let's put it that way. And, you know, spreading some Sound of Music joy. I think we all might need it.
Absolutely.
After this mad COVID year, we need a few of our favourite things, you know what I'm saying?
I do. And what are a few of your favourite things, Hans?
Oh, Matthew, I don't know if I can say it on the radio. You know, depends who's listening. Because it's a family-friendly audience, let's just say raindrops and roses and whiskers. Let's stick to that.
And what kind of whirlwind has it been for you, Hans? Obviously, taking the world by storm with America's Got Talent. What whirlwind have you been encompassed in throughout the last couple of years, mate?
Well, Matthew, you know what it's like. I mean, you've done The Voice. You're a bit of a reality TV legend yourself. They brought you back. They brought me back. This is what happened. It's kind of weird because I'm still doing what I've done all the way along.
Yes.
More people know about it now. People come to the show now, which is exciting.
What's some of the biggest shows that you've had, but also some of the smallest that you've had in your career, Hans?
Oh, my God. Well, the biggest ones, obviously, were like the America's Got Talent ones. And live finals, they do it at the Dolby Theatre,
awesome.
Which is where they have the Oscars.
Yep.
And, you know, I was singing Spice Up Your Life in front of the Spice Girls. That was kind of cool. The smaller ones, probably some of the ones in Edinburgh at the Fringe Festival.
Sure.
Sometimes they're just as fun.
Absolutely.
You know? Because also, you know, my show, Matthew, you can imagine, I like to work with the audience that I've got there. Every night's different. It's a bit of an interaction. It's not Macbeth. People don't just sit down and watch, okay? It's a bit of a choose your own adventure. Every single show is different.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so good, that interaction. Like you said, those intimate moments which we can share, and we're looking forward to sharing them with you, Hans. So with COVID and stuff that's kind of popped up again at the moment, are we still looking like everything's still on schedule? So obviously tomorrow night we're looking to be in Ringwood. Everything's still going ahead with the tour so far through Victoria?
No, some of the Victorian dates have been,
of course,
rescheduled, Matthew,
yes,
because of the COVID situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have to be flexible. And thankfully, the audiences have been really flexible. Nobody's really got too angry at me because I think they understand the situation. I mean, I don't have COVID, for God's sake, so it's not my fault. The rest of the tour, at this stage, is all on track.
Absolutely. And we can keep up to date with it. We can get tickets as well with the venue info at handsofficial.com.
Correct. My gosh, I didn't even have to pimp it out myself. You're so professional.
Oh, I try to be anyway. I try to be. But I am very much looking forward to be very unprofessional when you come down. I'm going to catch you in my home state of Launceston, and we have to do a duet. It's got to be Edelweiss or something.
Can we? Can
please.
We please?
Can we? Yes. Book it in, Hans.
All right. I'll bring the accordion. Oh. You and I, baby, bring your little guitar.
I cannot wait.
I don't have any tattoos. Maybe you should take me to your tattoo shop and, you know, I might be able to get a bit of a exclusive.
Oh, look out. Don't you dare threaten me with a good time, Hans, because that sounds like something pretty fun to me, mate.
Matthew, baby, I'm always here for a fun time with you.
And it has been fun chatting to you, Hans. I cannot wait to catch up with you. This is absolutely awesome. The sing-along Sound of Music, hosted by Hans, spending some time with us here on Ozmade. Absolute legend, Hans. Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie, baby. See you soon. Love you.